to the Gore Girls podcast.
Welcome back to Gore Girls. I'm Lorelai.
I'm Grace.
I'm Elaine.
I'm Kayla.
You guys didn't sing.
And we're going to pause for a second. Oh, he sees my hair. Does he love it?
Your hair, Lorelai. Why'd you green?
I wanted it green. She wanted it green.
Oh. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look cool?
His smile, yeah. I fucking cannot.
No. It's infectious.
He does. It is infectious. Like, it's just a...
He's so cute.
He is.
So, this is take three on our Carrie episode, because apparently it's cursed.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. We weren't meant to do this recording, so this better work. Let's fingers crossed.
Your new hair is going to give us good vibes.
Yeah, good luck. It's like a leprechaun. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Green for luck.
Green for good luck.
Yeah.
But this is our birthday special episode for Kayla.
Woo-hoo. Happy birthday to you.
I was going to say, should we sing?
I don't know.
Cha-cha-cha and whatnot.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're mixing it up from our shark water themed stuff for the month. Because it's Kayla's special day. So here we are. We're talking about Carrie. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, we just discussed that none of us rewatched the movie since we tried to record it 2 months ago. So.
No. So I might not understand any of my notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are, okay? Agreed. Because I do that. And then like 3 days later when we record, I'm like, what the fuck was I talking about?
You guys are talking about something and I'm like, what?
Did we watch the same
movie? It was
movie?
Like 2 days ago. Yeah.
Well, I think thankfully we've all seen this movie enough times.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And since we already talked about it. I think maybe we'll
three
remember.
Other times, right?
Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
I'm hoping so. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah.
Elaine, did you have a pun?
Yeah, I found a new one.
Nice. Ooh, okay.
So you didn't have to hear the third one or the same one 3 times in a row.
So, I don't remember what it was, honestly. So
it was it joking. Been
oh, yes.
All
yes,
right.
Well, right.
Anyway. I remember.
Okay, well, I'll give you this new one.
Perfect.
I always find the plots of Stephen King novels so easy to follow. There's always a main character.
Main.
Oh, I like
yeah.
it.
I like it too.
Yeah. It's accurate. Awesome. Right on. Well, I will hand off the mic. Oh, wait. Hang
oh,
on.
My God. Sorry. There's so much more to say.
If you're new here, yes, we're going to talk about the whole movie. And yes, there are going to be spoilers if you have not seen it. So go watch the movie and then come back and listen.
There might be spoilers for us because it's been a minute since
yeah. we've seen it. Maybe. And without further ado, I'll pass off the mic to Kayla.
All right. Here we go, guys. I would like to note, too, this maybe doesn't matter. So we were supposed to do this movie for our Mommy Dearest season. And
yes,
it was my pick for the month. And the recording was fucked up. So, like, next year, it could be something totally different for my birthday pick. Like, out of all the movies there are to do for, like, a birthday pick,
right?
Carrie wouldn't have been my first choice. But I really wanted to cover the movie. And since we were supposed to in May, that's why I chose it.
We'll do another one for your half birthday.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. I think I know what your birthday pick would be.
I'm sure you do.
What is it?
Would it be the Evil Dead?
I was just going to say Evil Dead. Yeah. I literally
the remake?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or the OG?
The remake.
The remake.
I do love the original.
Yeah.
You know, we wouldn't have the remake otherwise, but the remake is
The remake is
that
so good.
That is like Kayla's movie. Mm-hmm. I cannot. Yeah. We saw it in theaters together. Mm-hmm. But
oh my
also,
gosh.
I just like, I can't think of that movie and not think of you. Mm. Like, it's just, it's a new movie.
Well, thanks.
That's how Ronald is with the original.
Oh, really? How funny.
It is his shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a giant Evil Dead poster in our basement.
I love that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's good shit.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You guys are movie twins.
We are.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyways, here we go.
Anyway, here we are.
All right. Carrie White, a shy, friendless teenage girl who is sheltered by her domineering religious mother, unleashes her telekinetic powers after being humiliated by her classmates at her senior prom.
As you do.
As you do.
As one does.
Yeah, as you should. Yeah, this as all happened should. To me once.
Yeah. This one time at band camp.
The film opens on a girls' gym class playing volleyball. Carrie clearly isn't athletic and the girls nag her. They go into the locker room to shower. Carrie gets her period for the first time and panics, not understanding what's happening to her. The girls bully her, throwing tampons at her, yelling, "Plug it up!" The gym teacher, Mrs. Collins, comes in to break it up and help Carrie.
This intro is traumatizing.
Yes, yeah. But Carrie is me in volleyball.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Also Daria.
I think all of us, honestly. I don't think sport. Any of us are athletically
inclined.
Not at all. No. Not even in a little bit. Not,
which is why we're doing a horror podcast.
We're not the sports girls. Yeah.
Which is why we watch so many movies and don't play sports.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
It makes sense.
That does actually add up.
So yeah, we're just the nerds.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I did join the volleyball team in sixth grade.
Oh, I think you did.
My parents like really wanted me to be part of a sport.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted for one season. Like I didn't return in seventh grade for a volleyball season. So
my parents forced me to be in the band.
Oh. I was in band as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But I did the color guard, which is athletic.
Oh, the color guard.
I see.
I was in track for a long time.
Oh, she runs.
That's at least something.
A track star.
Yes. I was not in the color guard, though.
Color guard.
I was in choir and art and stage crew. So I built sets, and that was the most fun thing ever.
Mm-hmm. That sounds athletic.
Yeah.
You did some heavy lifting.
It was like all of the burnout rejects. Painting styrofoam.
I was just kidding.
That's basically what that was.
Yeah.
I feel for Carrie because high school
100%.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the movie.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
High school's hard
this
for everybody.
This is so traumatic though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like for her, because she's so different, like I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
Well, and in real life, ain't nobody naked.
Oh,
no.
The bush. Oh, my God. So much bush.
So many bushes.
Is anybody naked in the high school locker room?
No. That literally never happened.
No, we were like hiding behind our clothes trying to like change.
Oh, I learned how to change my shirt real fast without anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone had their back turns to each other.
Yep.
Yes. No one's gallivanting naked. With their tits out and their bush out.
Even like, sorry each other to ruin towels. Men's fantasy. I don't know if this is like a real thing or anything.
I'm sure it is.
Okay, well, fucking, it's not. Okay?
It's not real.
Fucking, it's not.
Think of a new fantasy.
No locker room I've ever been in looks like this.
No, mm-hmm. No.
It's so steamy.
Yeah,
so steamy.
So like,
I hope they have loche because their skin is going to be so dry.
Kayla's upset about the moistness.
Just the showers. Like, we've already discussed.
You're weird about the showers.
Shower shit. I would.
Mm-hmm. Shower shit.
You'd be shitted.
Die if I had would not. I can shower after all of these girls.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing, too. Did anyone even shower in?
I don't think so.
No.
Are they never had to shower after gym. Disposable flip-flops?
Right? Do you have like a little shower caddy?
Like, see,
do you carry soap with you? Do you leave it?
Oh, Kayla's gagging.
She's upset.
So bad.
Kayla,
do you need some Dramamine?
Dramamine.
Oh, Kayla.
Carrie being very touchy.
Yeah.
Feeling herself.
Oh, before though, she is washing her face with a bar of soap.
Oh no.
Yeah.
She also used for her bod.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No.
So I feel that the reason she's feeling herself so much and is kind of being sexual, or at least the way that they portray her showering is so sexual, is because she doesn't get to explore her body at home.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she's so just like caught up in it, she doesn't even realize probably
what's going on.
Yeah. I don't even think she really understands it as being sexual.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Kind of like, you know, kids when they first go through puberty. They're just kind of like,
exactly.
Oh, that's,
it's like
that's
a natural feeling. They don't understand it's sexual or anything like that. It's just what they're feeling. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of
especially because obviously none of this has been discussed with her.
About, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. She has so no idea.
She doesn't even sexual, know but... what a period right, but she is, doesn't. Let alone
I
pleasure.
Know. I know. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. She's just exploring. Yeah, that's a
good point. Right.
Oh, but her boobs, she has developed long ago.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She's not long ago.
Prepubescent or
no. Right.
No.
Just mm-hmm. going through puberty? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-mm.
And then it happens.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. what I put in my note.
It happens. And we see it blood. Does.
It happens.
We do.
This whole scene just makes me just very sad.
Help me.
Yes.
I know.
And these also, bitches throwing tampons and shit at her.
Log it up is so what? Gross.
So gross. Like,
gross. Gross.
Don't be saying that.
Mm-mm.
No.
So rude.
And she so clearly is upset and like in need of help. And they're just so cruel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And evil. Just evil fucking little bitches.
Evil bitches.
I hate all of them.
I can't imagine ever treating somebody that way.
No.
Even if I didn't necessarily like them. I would never make somebody feel that way. Like
No.
Mm-mm.
Horrible.
Just to completely humiliate
them.
Like to humiliate her like that mm-hmm. is just
and like so publicly and mm-hmm. like
mm-hmm. violently.
Yes. The fact that there's not a single person, any of the girls, they're like, maybe we shouldn't be doing mm-hmm. this, or like maybe I won't participate. Yeah.
Right.
They all collectively join in on mm-hmm. it, and it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And scary. I can't imagine how scary that would
be. Scary. Because you're just, you're bleeding out.
She probably thinks she's dying.
Yeah. Right.
And all these people are throwing shit at you and screaming at you and laughing at you. Mm-hmm. Like, God.
Mm-hmm. Makes me so sad.
The first time I saw this movie, I was like 8 or 9. It was just on. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Watching it.
No.
And this whole scene was just burned into my brain. Mm. And it scared the shit out of me because I had an idea of what was happening to mm-hmm. her. Mm-hmm. But I was like, I didn't understand that she didn't understand
right.
mm-hmm. what was happening. So I thought it just was a scary thing. And that was like a normal way to process it was to be scared. So then I was scared. I'm like, I don't want this to happen to me. I don't want to be screamed at in the showers and laughed at and bleeding all over. Like, it was so traumatizing. I shouldn't have watched this movie. No. I don't know why the fuck I did, but
yeah.
Oh well.
Here we are.
And then Miss Collins just smacks the shit out of her. I mean, she was being hysterical and needed her to like calm down.
The fuck out.
Holy shit. She really smacks her.
Mm-hmm.
Very aggressive.
Aggressive.
And she gets grossed out.
She gets the blood on her because it's like, it's blood. I don't want that on me, but.
Right.
Yeah.
She's still trying to help, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me with your ickies.
Friggin'
mm-hmm.
when uh-huh. the light bulb light shatters. Light bulb. Yeah.
And then it just shuts all of them up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good stuff. And I love it too because, like, if it's like the first time you're watching this movie and you don't know what the fuck happens in the story, that happens. And it's very like, I don't know. It's not super obvious as to why it happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's right. like, oh, that was weird. But you're not connecting it to Carrie yet.
Well, just like she isn't connecting it to herself doing mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same sort of page there.
It's just good. I love how they filmed it and how they wrote it into the scene. Well, how he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then also how they portray it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good.
Yeah. It's a good intro scene for sure.
I love it.
Miss Collins tells the principal about the incident and they tell Carrie that she can go home early. The principal kept calling her Cassie and before leaving, she yells, "It's Carrie!" And the ashtray on the desk flies off, breaking. Carrie's mother, Mrs. White, stops by Mrs. Snell's, Sue's mom's house, to spread gospel, but Miss Snell has her leave quickly. Miss White gets home and receives a call about Carrie starting her period and being sent home. Carrie goes downstairs and her mom hits her and reads a Bible passage about her becoming a woman now. She drags Carrie into a closet. She screams and fights, but her mother locks her in while chanting Bible passages. Carrie lights a candle on an altar in the closet and prays.
I feel so bad that they keep calling her Cassie.
Like,
fucking dick.
Like, I mean, how many students do you have, it's honestly? Scary. Like, come on.
Yeah. And also, not that hard. I'm not trying to be... She kind of sticks out a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, mm-hmm.
And they... She, like, the teacher... What's her name again?
Miss Collins.
Miss Collins. She says it to him.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
And then Carrie also corrects him. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. This conversation has only lasted 2 minutes and you can't remember this girl's real name?
Right.
Yeah, and they also know who her mom is. So it's like they had to encounter her before and probably had this sort of thing happen before. So
right. It's just rude. And
Yeah. I think he's literally just doing it on purpose to be mean. You know?
Yeah, like he's like, you're kind of weird.
Like, you don't really matter.
So. You don't matter. Yeah. She's smoking in the school.
Yeah.
In the school. That always blows me away. It's like the fucking Exorcist when she was smoking in the hospital. Like,
What a time.
What a time.
What a time.
When she is walking home from school, the street looks like the same as Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah, very similar neighborhood.
It looks just like the shot from when Lori's walking home.
Right.
And homeboy is standing behind the bush being creepy.
Homeboy, yeah.
Yeah.
Homeboy, you mean like
homeboy over
that
here. Homeboy.
that dude in the white mask?
Homeboy.
Yeah. Him.
You're talking like I do now.
You're wearing off on me.
Mrs. White's fucking hair. That shit is. Oh,
goodness.
That shit's frizzy.
Just like, did leave-in not exist back in the day?
I don't think it did.
Or like, maybe a loche. You couldn't even put some loche.
Hairspray was definitely a thing.
Hairspray was definitely.
Oh my God.
Hairspray and picking. Like, they would like pick their curls and make them all.
And make them frizzy.
Yeah. Like, what? Why?
Why you be doing that?
Like, what
doing?
She looks like a puffy Q-tip or like a cotton ball or something. Like
a
she
dirty
just
one.
Yes.
A dirty
one.
Definitely a dirty one. Yes.
She's so funny, though. As fucked up as her character is.
Right.
Obviously, like, abusive and horrible. But when she enters the home or when she just – when Mrs. Snell opens the door and she just stands there like –
You gonna let invite me in?
Yep.
Because I'm gonna stand here until you do.
Yeah. And then when she enters, she just like, I don't know, the way that she behaves is so funny.
And her voice.
Yeah,
I love her voice.
These are godless times, Mrs. Snell.
Yeah.
I also enjoy Mrs. Snell's floral
reaction
couch.
To her.
I love a good floral. Oh, no.
There's a lot of floral.
I love floral.
Yes. I pray you find Jesus.
I pray you find Jesus.
What is it when she says "God, these are godless times" that Mrs. Snell is like, I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, yeah.
Cheers.
I think it is, yeah.
Cheers, chick.
Cheers. Yeah. So can we move to when Carrie gets home
and
Margaret starts hitting her with the Sins of a Woman book. Can we talk about how fucking nasty Christianity is?
Yes.
And how, according to the Bible, a woman is responsible for the entirety of humanity's sin?
Of course.
Yeah. I just
– like Eve's fault.
Eve was framed, okay? That's what I think.
Eve didn't fucking exist.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let's talk about that.
I'm like, yeah, 100%. Let's blame everything on a fictional woman. That's a great plan.
That was real.
God.
They were just suddenly two people.
Yep.
Hang on. The Garden of Eden wasn't real. There weren't these two people.
Like, they weren't covered in leaves. Very
and there wasn't
apples.
This
and home tree.
And the devil didn't appear as a serpent.
Unfortunately.
Snakes don't speak.
Taunt her and tell her to bite an apple.
They could speak.
Biting
these
said
are
apple
real.
Didn't lead to the sin of
these
all
godless
humanity.
These are times, Kayla.
I'm confused.
Just the mental capacity it takes to believe something like that is quite minimal. And, you know,
it's honestly
just unfortunate.
Wild.
It is wild.
Mm-hmm.
I could have a whole podcast. We could have a whole
podcast
on how dumb it is.
And you know what? I think it's wonderful to have something to believe in. I love that
for
you all. But don't be a fucking asshole. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Don't be hating and ruin other people's lives and killing people and just being a disgusting human because of what you believe in. Don't do that.
Right. Right.
Don't be doing
and
that.
And then think it's justified because of what you believe in. Like, no.
It doesn't make you a good human.
No.
And this, Mrs. White, she's the prime example of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's unfortunate because she's a woman. So it's like,
yeah.
Oh, honey, you're so brainwashed.
Yeah.
And now you're ruining your daughter and your relationship with your daughter because of that.
Well, and we see her as such an extremity, but she's really not that far off.
No.
No.
So.
Not at all.
Honestly, she's like mild compared to some.
To some, yeah.
And that's sad.
It is sad.
It is.
I hate don't be doing that she. I hate this whole movie. I hate that she, Carrie is like, I know you're, or the mom is like, I know you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
With the phone call.
Yeah. Spooky.
Just sitting at the top of the stairs.
I know.
Ick. And the way she drags her into the closet.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, why didn't you tell me, Mama?
Like, she's just scared and needing her mother. She's so alone.
I know. And that's what's so sad, too, is like, kids who are in those kinds of situations oftentimes just still love their parents because they're your parents,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know, so even though she's like abusive as fuck, she just wants her mom's approval and to love her. Love. Like,
yep.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
It's very sad.
The music here is amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can we talk about the creepy shrine?
The Googly Eyed Jesus?
Yep.
Googly Eyed Jesus.
Which we determined is not Jesus.
It's Saint Sebastian, correct?
Saint Sebastian, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Do we remember
Googly Eyed Jesus?
Do we remember what he was all about?
I don't.
Okay. Saint Sebastian was an early Christian saint and martyr. According to traditional belief, he was killed during the Diocletianic persecution.
Oh, I remember that time.
Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the one I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah, totally. He was initially tied to a post or tree and shot with arrows, though this did not kill him.
Oh. Foreshadowing.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
So then, was he crucified after that?
Unsure. Don't care.
Probably.
That's his problem.
I'm sure. Don't care.
Probably.
Probably. Oh, he was rescued and healed by Saint Irene of Rome. After his recovery, he went to Diocletian to warn about his sins, and as a result, he was clubbed to death.
Rip.
Poor Sebastian.
So then, did we ever find out why it's Saint Sebastian and not Jesus? That, like, why are they praying to this saint?
I don't know.
It's odd.
It's random as fuck.
Well, it kind of is confusing because it's like a statue of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What
with
is
glowing eyes?
What is pricked in him? Is it arrows, or do you think like Carrie kind of did that herself?
Oh, I don't know.
It looks like arrows. It looks like it's part of it.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe she just really connects to the Saint Sebastian.
Maybe. Kind of like how some people connect more with like Saint Michael. Michael's one.
Sure.
This just says, I said, why would you pray to Saint or Sebastian?
Judas, for sure.
It says that you would pray. I said, why would you pray to Saint Sebastian? And it says you choose to be also a soldier of Christ and dared to spread faith in the King of Kings for which you were condemned to die.
That's how I want to live my life.
Okay.
Well, and you know what, too? He was like trying to warn other people of their sins. So maybe it's just like one of those things where it's like these, maybe some that you confess to or something.
Yeah.
And what a vengeful God, if he's real.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, here's all this free will, but if you don't do what I say, then you're going to rot in hell for all of eternity.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that about?
Like, I'm so happy to be part of your sick joke. It's pretty cool.
Later that evening, Carrie comes out of the closet, thanks her mother, and says goodnight. She cries in front of her mirror, and it cracks. Mrs. White hears it and checks on her, but Carrie plays it off. The next day in class, a teacher reads Tommy's poem aloud, and Carrie says it's beautiful, and the teacher's a dick about it. Miss Collins gathers the girls and informs them they're all in detention for a week for the Carrie incident, and if they don't attend, they can't go to prom. There's a montage of the teacher having them run drills for detention. Carrie is looking for books on miracles in the library. In detention, Chris throws a fit and Miss Collins smacks her. She storms off and Collins tells her she's out of the prom. Carrie reads a book on telekinesis. Sue asks her boyfriend Tommy to take Carrie to the prom.
Why do they have to make like religious shit so creepy?
It is so creepy. That's what I want to know.
It's so creepy.
Because it's like,
he's always watching.
Yes.
Under his eye, if you will.
Thank you. I just can't imagine how alone Carrie must feel in this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it makes me so sad. Yeah. Right, of her life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she, like, once, I think she kisses her mom goodnight, or she wants a kiss from her mom or something like that. But it just makes me so sad.
Mm-hmm. It makes me sad, too.
And then she thanks her mom. I'm like,
thank you, mama.
Oh.
Don't thank
her. She thinks that's what she's supposed to do. And I'm like, no.
Don't be doing that.
Like, no, she is horribly abusive. Don't thank her for anything.
Yeah. No. But she doesn't know. It's her mom. You know what I mean? Like, how do you? It's so sad. I just really like talking to Kayla in a Southern accent.
Sad. Yeah, you
Kayla.
Do that.
Kayla.
He's a divorced man, Kayla.
He's a divorced
man. These are godless times, Kayla.
Yeah, I feel for Carrie. Like, after the horrible day she had at school, and then to not be comforted and had anything explained to her by her mom, like, that's to just be subjected to more abuse, you know?
Yeah.
Horrible.
I love Tommy's hair and all of his rings, though.
Yeah.
He's got some kick-ass hair.
Lunches.
He's cute.
Lunches.
Lunches.
Super cute.
He's a cute man.
Yeah, who does he decide really nice he is? Too. Is he in something else?
Yeah, he's the fucking dude in House. Yes, that's
right. Oh, I still haven't seen that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you need to watch it.
I haven't seen that yet either.
It's like, good. It's kind of campy.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's just good. It's entertaining.
And it's cheesy for sure.
For
fucking super
sure.
Cheesy. Yeah. But it's good. It's worth watching.
Anything's better than Hatchet, so.
That's true. It's 100 times better than Hatchet.
Like, it actually is a good storyline.
Right.
And cool. Acting. Yeah.
Great. I'll watch it.
It's a good one. I don't love the weird close-up shots of, like, Tommy's face and then, like, Carrie, like, kind of behind him. It's just, like, it looks strange to me.
How I don't like it. Shot. I don't like it.
It's, like, almost blurry, but then, like, not.
Like, fisheye-y.
It's really different.
Kinda weird.
Yeah, I think they were, like, just starting to play around with that particular shot, and they hadn't really gotten it yet. Because they did that in Us. At the end.
Right?
And it looked good. I liked it.
Right. It looked good. Yeah. So, I think they just hadn't perfected that yet.
Yeah.
It also just doesn't make any sense when they do it, especially like later. I think it's a minute later, but with the teacher.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And the students are behind her, but she's talking to them.
Yeah,
like, but it doesn't really do anything for
the scene. Well, because you can see her face, and it's like she's talking to them, but the students are behind her. So it legitimately doesn't
make sense.
Yeah. It's strange.
It doesn't make sense.
I said this teacher is such a dick.
Oh, like, yeah. When Carrie says that it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's not really a critique now, is it? Suck my dick, dude.
You're loving she
spoke. SMD.
Yeah. Yeah, she actually got the courage to say something and compliment Tommy's poem. Like
maybe she didn't have a critique. That was her feedback.
Yes, feedback. Exactly.
Douche. Why don't you critique it then?
Right.
I have some kind of like mixed feelings about the whole compilation of them working out and stuff and conditioning. Like, the music is kind of funny.
Yeah, it is.
And it's supposed to be like comical, I guess, because these bitches are getting what they deserve or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh my God, it goes on for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
And the girl in the hat needs to shut up.
But I'm glad you guys that the girl in the
hat. Oh my She's God, so the girl in the hat.
Take off your stupid fucking
Take
hat.
Take off your fucking hat.
And her fucking bangs with the hat.
Oh, she's good fucking God. What's her bucket? She's I know her name. Hang on.
Not Annie, but the other one from Halloween.
Yeah.
The other friend.
What's the actress's name?
Oh, I don't know. The actress's name.
PJ Souls.
PJ Souls.
I think we'd fucking remember that after doing this three times.
You would
PJ
think.
PJ Souls.
You would
She's
think.
Forgettable, I guess.
S-O-L-E-S.
She's a little bitch, though.
S-O-L-E-S, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an odd name.
Although What's Her Bucket is way worse. I fucking hate her.
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's but she has a hat. Even at prom, she's wearing the goddamn hat.
Take it off.
Uh-huh. This is when I had a light bulb moment of the teacher is Tina Fey's character in Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm a pusher.
Mm-hmm.
Like a drug push pusher?
That's good. Put that in.
She totally is, though. But no, like these little bitches, they deserve this, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
So good on her for doing it, Miss Collins. Mm,
she says, wipe that smirk off your face, Norma.
Norma? Norma's the one with the hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's that bitch.
And Chris won't shut the fuck up either.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I hate Chris so much. I want to hit her.
Yes. I don't blame Miss Collins for hitting her here. Like,
no.
I probably would have too. And then I would no longer be a teacher.
Maybe that's not.
Fine. Maybe that? I mean, in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
She hit her earlier and she's still a teacher.
That's true. I think I mentioned, I think it was Cabin Fever with the bitch who wouldn't enunciate her fucking words.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No,
Sue
yes.
Sue mumbles also.
Mm-hmm. Who does? Sue?
Sue. Yeah. Enunciate. When she's like asking Tommy to take her to prom, she's like, will you please? I can't. I cannot. How do you feel about, I don't think we've talked about this before, how do you feel about Sue asking her boyfriend to take Carrie to prom?
I feel like it started as a joke.
Yeah.
I do.
I think it came from a place, I think it came from a good place.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a dumb idea.
I think it's a bad idea.
How could she think that that would have ended well? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
especially knowing maybe your heart's how her right friends place, are. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like knowing how Chris is, yeah, she should have known something
or like
was going to go
maybe
down.
Maybe they could have done a better job of showing that she was coming from a better place.
Well, yeah, because you don't know Mm-mm. until the end,
right?
Like, until it happens, yeah. You're kind of still like,
are
is
they
this
in
a
on
joke?
It? Yeah,
and mm-hmm. that's how it comes off is that they're just setting her up, and then it, they're not. But like, that's I don't know.
That's one of my only
poor choices
as far as.
But I think that's on purpose. I think they meant to do that. I think they meant to steer us in that direction so that, like, we are kind of anxious the whole time to see what's going to happen.
I wasn't done talking. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Oh. Sorry.
Go on.
My only critique is that even when they're at the prom, it's hard to tell if he is, like, into it or not.
Right.
I think
I can see that.
The movie a bunch of times, reading the book, whatever, watching the next, whatever. You can understand it. But the first time that you're watching it, it is hard. Because when we did watch this 3 months ago, it had been a long time that I watched it. And I was like, well, I know that he starts to like her and stuff. But could have been a little better.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because you're still fair. Like, is he in on the joke? Is he still messing with her? Like, you don't know until the very, very end when what's her fucking face? You know, I was like, oh, it's the paint. Yeah, it, you know, whatever is going to fall. And you know what I mean? Then you realize, oh, shit. Okay. She's not in on it.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from.
The blood, not the paint, whatever the fuck.
I didn't really know what you're talking about. I wasn't going to correct you because I knew what you were talking about.
Anyway, you had good points too, Lorelai.
Oh, thanks.
That's all I have for this part.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, same.
Oh, God, the next scene.
Oh, I know.
I forgot.
Yeah. That evening, Chris is driving with her dysfunctional boyfriend, Billy. At Sue's house, Tommy agrees to take Carrie to prom. Chris and Billy park and fight, and then she goes down on him. And mid-blowjob tells him she hates Carrie White and to do her a favor. At school the next day, Tommy asks Carrie to the prom, and she runs off. Miss Collins finds her and tries to show Carrie how pretty she is, and that going to the prom would be fun. Later, Miss Collins interrogates Sue and Tommy for asking Carrie to prom because she thinks they're setting her up for a cruel prank. She tells them not to ask her again. Tommy goes to Carrie's house and won't leave until she says yes to going to the prom. She apprehensively agrees. Chris and Billy go to a pig farm talking about pulling a prank and kill a pig.
I was saying that when you said blowjob, I wish you said like beach or something beach. Funny. You were just beach. So professional. You were like, blowjob.
Blowjob. Zach and I always call them blowy jays.
Blowy jays.
Just because it's funny.
I just cannot with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I totally forget that he's in this movie every single time.
Every single time. Even when we were just about to talk about it, I was like, oh yeah, I forgot.
Shit, yeah.
I just love how like awful he is in this.
He does a terrible
job with his acting. Like,
like he acts horribly
well.
You know? Well, like, yes.
I don't think he's the best actor.
He's not.
Like, ever in general.
No, he's not great.
I'm trying to think of things that he's been in. Yeah, Pulp Fiction and like he's maybe a little bit later in life.
Yeah.
But like
even in Grease, he's bad.
He's bad in Grease.
That movie is
I love it, but it's bad.
I love Grease, but it's terrible.
Yeah. That's a whole other podcast about why that movie is bad.
Yeah.
And wrong. Yeah. Yes. But yeah.
Great. Yeah, he's the epitome of a fucking cheese ball. Like,
yeah,
The only movie I like him in is Pulp Fiction, I think. I could be wrong and there could be others, but Pulp. That's the only one.
Pulp.
I had a note about the foam.
Foam.
I said the foam, LOL.
Because his friend like throws him a beer through the window when he's driving.
Oh, it's like his face, I think.
Because watch it, you dumb shit.
Right there.
You dumb shit.
The fuck? I said, what is the purpose of this whole scene? And then you literally get it a little bit later, but like, why?
Just to show how abusive
towards each other. And
it's, I hate it. I hate everything about it.
Oh, and then she keeps calling it, says, you fuck.
You fuck.
Oh, no, dumb shit. Said, wait. Yeah, that's
I think what it she is. Says stupid shit, and then he and calls then her. Says,
yeah,
yeah, fuck. Or says you fuck.
But the whole time, like they're doing it, like everything is so like stiff and awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just not a good scene. And then the cops roll up and don't do anything. It's like,
yeah,
I don't think that's how it works. But okay,
yeah.
And I don't know how she'd be saying Carrie's name when she's. Engaging in other activities.
In the blowy jay.
Nefarious acts.
Yeah, in the beach.
It's not even kind of muffled or anything.
No.
Like, it's,
no. I don't think you it's can not obstructed. Say words.
She's just talking out of her ass, right? I guess.
Yeah. No, you
can't.
Like, I've never tried.
Can't say I have.
Well,
I'm not going to demonstrate what it would sound like, but it wouldn't sound like it does in the movie.
It would not.
I think I would laugh so hard.
You'd probably choke too, and then it would be hurtful.
And I'm like, you'd get and it would
be
you would
try be trying so hard not to involve teeth,
right?
Yeah, so wrong.
He smacks the shit out of her, and then she's like, "Oh, okay, yeah, you know what I'm gonna do next?"
They're both so abusive towards each other,
so toxic and disgusting.
Yes,
I hate all of it.
I'm
like, who acts like this at like 17? Who are you? You know?
Yeah, nobody. It is kind of comical, and I get it, when Tommy asks Carrie to the prom the first time in the library, and she just fucking like dips.
She
doesn't say a word. She's just like, nope.
And she's carrying all those books and she's running.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, but I do see again. Okay, so when what's her face is asking Tommy to do it again when he's like watching TV or something. Yeah, Sue. Is what it again just seems like fine. Like it doesn't even I don't know, it just still is like
Well, he probably nice. He doesn't want to for
sure. I don't think he was
keen on the idea. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
She probably had to give him a blowy J.
Well, Sue is a good girl. Sue doesn't do anything.
And he does seem nice though.
Yeah.
You know,
he doesn't seem cruel. I do like Miss Collins. I think, you know, I mean, she's trying. She means well too, just like Sue. Mm-hmm. And I get where she's coming from in thinking that they're setting Carrie up for a prank. Like, that's exactly what I would think.
Right.
You know, after the shit that has already gone down. Mm-hmm. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When he asks her, Tommy asks her to prom and she runs away, I said she's running away because red flags.
Why
would he be asking her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not stupid.
Are we to the part where he asks her at the house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's so scared for her mom to find out. She's like, you need to leave. You need to leave because she knows, like, she's going to get beat.
Right. First, you know, to her boy. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, you need to go. And he just doesn't get it, you know? Right. He doesn't understand.
I said the acting here is terrible, but I do love Tommy's double denim.
The denim band. Tuxedo. Mm-hmm, that's what it is, yep.
Also, I didn't go to prom, and you can't go to prom without a date. Is that a thing?
That used to be a thing. It used to be.
Oh.
Because when I went to my prom, I told my mom I was going without a date, and she's like, I didn't think you could do that, because when she was in high school, you weren't allowed to go without a date.
Oh, interesting.
Fucked up. What is this shit?
Like, so you never went to prom?
No.
Oh.
Do you think I care?
No.
Okay. But it's so fun. You were like, I graduated before prom, and then I also had Charlotte.
Mm, yeah. Mm. I went every year.
Nah, I never went to any school dance.
Yeah. Not even homecoming?
No.
I loved school dances.
Yeah, they're fun. Too. Not they're even about the dancing. It's just like
I have always loved a good excuse to get dressed up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was just like a yucky grind fest with all the gross couples and stuff. But I liked going with my friends.
Yeah.
I only had a date to one prom, and it was my junior prom, and I didn't even go to my own. I went to a different school's.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, prom is a good time.
I'm here to tell you that it's okay if you don't go to prom. You're still going to live your best life.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It's not all that.
They do make it a huge fucking big deal. I never even cared
to go ever. Yeah.
And it's definitely not that big of a deal.
And it's not.
No. Ain't nobody going to remember your prom. Well, maybe you will, but who cares? If that's the biggest thing that you remember.
Right. If that's the highlight of your life.
That's when you peak.
Right.
Yeah.
You peaked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't peak in high school.
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe that used to be that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, why do you have to have a fucking date to go? That's
misogyny.
For real. What the fuck?
Yeah. Men.
Oh, I did put, speaking of men, I was just reading this. Because he keeps asking her to prom or whatever at her house. And I just said, these men in this movie do not understand no.
Right. Yeah. No, they sure don't.
No for an answer.
And then Sue can deal.
Right.
Like, big whoop, you know?
And then he won't get any more beaches.
The beach.
No more beaches. The fake rain when they go to the pig farm is fun. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that scene.
I was just going to say, I don't like that.
It's upsetting.
Sad. I love
it. But it's good. It's good for the story in the movie. And I'm glad that they didn't take it to where they possibly could have.
Yeah.
But the squeals, like pig squealing.
Really did you have to mute, Elaine?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't note that I muted, but I would bet money on the fact that I probably did.
Yeah.
Especially because I don't like to listen to it. It makes me sad. It's like, at that point, it wouldn't even be about the noise. It's just like,
right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. I love pigs, and I do hate them, and I feel bad about it every time.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
They're just so smart.
Yeah. They are very smart.
And one is just dying for a stupid fucking prank put on by a bunch of fucking assholes. And
why couldn't you just use paint? Right. I said to me earlier, why couldn't you just use that?
Like, just get a lot more yucky. But they have to use the blood because it goes back to the beginning. It's just more humiliating. With her getting humiliated the first time.
And you know what? That's a lot of blood from one pig.
It was probably more than one.
It was probably a couple.
You think? How do you even, like, do that?
You have to, like, hang them upside down. And then put the bucket underneath,
Oh, me piggy.
Yeah. It's gross.
Carrie tells her mother at dinner about Tommy and the prom, and her mom becomes unhinged, telling her she can't go and spewing more religious hate at her. Carrie uses her telekinesis to shut the windows, and Miss White tells her she has Satan's power. But Carrie tells her it's her power and that she's going to the prom. Chris and Billy are in the school gym and are putting the pig's blood in a bucket rigged up in the rafters. Carrie starts making her dress. One of Chris's friends gets to help with the votes for prom queen and king. There's a montage of all the girls finding out about Tommy and Carrie. Chris's friend Norma wants to know her plan for prom night. Carrie buys lipstick and Tommy buys a tux.
Her putting on the lipstick upsets me so much. I hate that whole part of the scene. I'm like, oh, stop what you're doing with your face. Please stop.
Stop it right now. When they're eating by such tiny little candles. Also, why am I talking like this? I'm just going to be.
I don't know.
I love it though. I'm here for it.
Are they eating by candlelight anyways? They have
because Jesus didn't have electricity.
Oh,
Jesus
didn't have big candle.
He had a light is on candle in the background.
Yeah, I don't know. What
in
that's
the dining
about.
Room, in the
you guys didn't like my weird sexual joke about Jesus' candle.
It was a good one.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
His candle.
He has a small candle.
Oh,
he doesn't have a quarter pounder.
Oh God,
not. 5 pounds of dangling meat.
Oh, no, Jesus did not have that.
I am upset by the fucking last summer. Last supper with a P mural in the dining room.
It's like a tapestry. No. But it is their last supper.
Yeah, why would you like it more?
Just because you don't like the religious.
Because it's just so intense.
Yeah. Yes, it's too much. I see. Calm the fuck down. You can have a framed painting of it, sure. But like, don't a whole ass wall, like, chill. Chill out.
Pimples are the Lord's way of chastising you.
Yes.
What?
No, honey. Your pore is clogged.
Clogged pores.
Also, the lightning after she says prom. I think, like, she tells Margaret that she's been invited to prom, and then she's like, prom? And then there's fucking lightning.
The devil made prom.
After the blood, the boys come sniffing like dogs.
Then the boys come.
No.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard. Like,
can I also comment on just, I think I hate that so much, too, because it's so accurate. I hate it. When you're saying hello to a little pupper and they just keep sniffing. I'm like, go the fuck away right now. Stop what you're doing.
Do you want to know why dogs do that?
Why?
I recently discovered.
I don't like it.
They're actually smelling to see if you're a safe person. If you're safe.
My hoo-ha is going to say
because they smell other dogs' butts to see if they're safe and if they're aggressive or not. And so, because if you notice, dogs will do that.
Yes.
And then they'll growl at each other.
Oh, I hate that.
I hate it, though. I hate and it. Then, like, this especially with a slobbery dog, because it's like slobber stains on your fucking crutch.
No, see, this is why I just,
This whole saying right here just upsets me because I feel like it's so visual. And so you just imagine, like, men being, it's just, ew, ick, no.
It's just yucky, yucky.
Very yucky.
And she is just such a disturbed woman. She's so unhinged.
And then she throws the fucking hot tea in her face, like, oh my God.
Awful, man.
Kara's like, bitch. I can move things. And then she calls her a witch.
Oh, you're Southern now, too. And she's like, she says, I'm going, Mama. Things are going to change around here.
You've got Satan's power. Yeah, I do.
I always blame Satan.
Always with Satan.
This is where we find out that Carrie's dad left Margaret for another woman as well.
Mm-hmm. Probably because you were too fucking pious, you bitch.
Yeah, she's a psychopath. Mm-hmm.
Psychopath.
Pious. I love that word.
So this is when they're setting up then, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Norma is setting up and Chris is there. Yeah, and John Travolta, like, he keeps
saying this stupid shit.
Yes.
And then he tells her, just keep your tits on.
Ew. Keep your tits on.
Keep your tits on.
Take your dick off. that's a good one.
Take your dick off.
You keep your tits on. I'll keep my dick off or whatever you just said.
And then friggin' eat it.
Yep.
Stupid.
Eat a dick.
Stupid man. I made a note that the mother looks like Richard Simmons here.
Oh my God.
Same hair.
When she's praying in her room.
Yes. I do. That's funny. I like that.
Is he alive?
Richard Simmons?
Is he still alive?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love Richard Simmons.
She's so sweet making her little dress.
I know.
You know, it's just, and she's starting to get kind of excited.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, I love her.
Me too.
What do you think she's going to wear? A sack cloth?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The fucking Tommy's Tux buying montage
oh
shit.
Oh my God. I hate it.
It doesn't make any sense.
And it doesn't.
And his weird friend sped up. Because do we see them again?
No.
And yeah, it is like sped up. And they do that in some movies for like montages and shit, but it doesn't fucking work or fit
in
this film.
They were just trying some new things, I feel like, in this movie, and it just wasn't
experimenting.
Working.
Well, it wasn't working.
Experimenting. No.
And his tux is so fucking bad.
Oh, it's the ruffles. So ruffles.
The ruffles.
How is that ever on trend? How did anyone ever look at that and be like, you know what? That's banging. I love that.
That's banging.
It's giving pads. Like
cottage cheese.
Oh.
Or like
a whipped cream.
Like undersea creature.
Oh, that's what I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A jellyfish.
It's just. Floop,
floop, floop, floop. Especially that like powder blue. Mm-hmm. Floop, floop, floop. Ick. Are you bothered, Kayla?
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
Ick.
I know. Cottage cheese is gross.
When fucking, so this is a teacher dude who's standing out front of the school and the one student's like, yeah, I'm going to help, you know, count the votes or whatever. He's so quick to just be like, yeah, cool. That's fine.
Okay.
The fuck?
I think like, he's like, do we even go here? Does he say that?
Go here? I don't know. I don't remember what he says. He says something though. I don't know. It's just strange. He just, like, lets this rando be part of it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a whole committee for that.
Well, and he says, okay, you have to be here at, like, 5 or something. He's like, no, I'll be there.
I'll be there at 8.
It's like, okay, that's also not how it works, but sure. Whatever. Like, what a pushover.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's odd. Wouldn't work that way.
That's all I have.
Same.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Carrie is getting ready for prom when her mom starts telling her not to go and hurting herself. She tells Carrie everyone's going to laugh at her, but Carrie uses her powers to push her onto the bed and tells her not to move or say a word until she leaves. Carrie and Tommy get to the prom. She's nervous and everyone gawks at her. Miss Collins talks to her at the table and then Tommy gets back and convinces her to dance. At home, Sue leaves in the middle of dinner. Carrie and Tommy share a sweet moment while dancing. This is the dirty pillows comment.
Yeah.
This dirty pillows.
It's called breasts, mama.
And then she's, you know, telling her to take off her dress, and she's like, we'll burn it together and pray for forgiveness.
And pray.
Oh, God.
Good God.
She's like, I should have known forgiveness. You'd pick red or whatever. And I'm like, it's literally like it's like a powder
almost
paint.
White. Yeah.
Yeah. Almost.
No.
They're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
Oh, my goodness.
They're all going to laugh at you.
What a sad religion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can't be dancing?
Can't dance. Right? Or the wear fuck? Certain colors.
You're just dancing. Like, there's yeah. That's not an evil thing to do. Because you're happy? Because you're happy while you're dancing, that means it's a bad thing to do?
Well, there's a whole town that is like that.
Yeah, there is.
Cut loose.
Yep. Cut loose. I will have no part in that.
No, I won't. No.
Oh my God. You guys.
Right?
So she says I mean, honestly, life is short.
Yeah.
She says, you know, the line, thou shalt not suffer. Or wait, thou. Hang on. I always fuck it up. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. That one?
Yeah.
I thought that would be a really cool tattoo.
Mm, yeah.
Ooh, it would.
It's kind of like ironic, and I could make it like. Cool, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
Just because I've always loved that line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From the Bible, it's like one of the only ones I know because I just think it's like so fucking dumb. You know,
it is.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, ha,
ha,
I'm suffering.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love the way she pushes her onto the fucking bed, and she's like, "You're gonna stay there."
And then she's just frozen.
Yep. She's like, bitch.
Fucking stay.
Yeah.
I said groovy music, man. At the fucking prom.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't remember what it sounds like, though.
Oh, good.
Love among the stars.
I just don't. Why are the stars so low? They're like hitting their faces.
They are quite low. Because
there was a bunch of stupid kids putting up decorations.
Yeah.
It just reminds like me of the scene in... Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
With all the your sleeves.
I like your sleeves.
They're real big.
Thank you. I made them this.
I want to be forever young.
And then, yeah, the band.
Mm. Yeah, and what prom ever had a live band? Was that
no
ever
prom
a thing?
Ever.
Like, maybe
no,
in like.
A shitty DJ. I think it was back in the day.
Yeah, that's kind of cool, like, but.
I hate the dancing scene so much. It makes me so fucking dizzy the way they shot it.
So dizzy.
Ugh, like I can't watch it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't love that.
And it seems like they're going, it's going on forever. And it's like getting faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think it's because she's kind of like,
dreamy.
You know, dizzy by it all, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very sweet.
It is very sweet. But fuck, it makes me so dizzy.
But it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that she is like apologizing that she has to go home early.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he's like, no, you're not. Because we're going to the beehive or whatever.
And he plants a big one on her.
Big he does. It and meant something.
Their laughter is like cute and precious. And I just want the best for her. And yeah.
It's so pure. It's so sad.
Heartbreaking knowing like what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
She deserved
I said that they kiss and that I hate this for her.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also that I'm dizzy now.
On the one hand, like, it's cool because she got a few happy moments at pretty much the end of her life, but still, it's just.
Yeah.
So sad.
Mm.
Oh, also, one other thing. Fucking Sue, she just like leaves dinner.
Just leaves in the middle of dinner.
And her parents don't like try to stop her. They're just like, Sue. And then she just leaves. It's like,
Sue. Oh no. Okay. My mom would be like, sit down.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Where do you think you're going? Yeah.
And I think this part too also kind of alludes still that like it is a prank
they're
and that Sue
it.
Is in on it because like, why else would she be going? Why would she be leaving right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good setup, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all I had.
Absolutely. Oh my god, we haven't done that in ages.
We haven't.
Love it. Well, throwback moment.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Sue sneaks into the prom. They're going to announce prom queen and king, and Tommy persuades Carrie into voting for themselves since they're on the ballot. Miss White is pacing at home and violently chops at a cutting board. Chris and Billy are under the stairs, and she says that Carrie is guaranteed to win queen. Their friends Norma and her boyfriend collect the ballots and swap them out for fake ones. Tommy and Carrie are called up for prom queen and king. There's a euphoric shot of them as they get to the stage. Miss Collins sees Sue by the stage, who sees the rigged bucket. She kicks Sue out of the gym, and then the bucket drops and covers Carrie in blood and knocks out Tommy. She loses it as everyone laughs and chaos ensues. She uses her powers to shut all the doors and spray everyone with a fire hose as they all run and scream. Miss Collins is killed and a fire engulfs the gym. Carrie makes her way out as it goes up in flames and everyone inside screams.
When Tommy tells Carrie that she's beautiful.
Oh.
I know.
I just hope it's real.
I know. That's, yeah, because like you're kind of like, oh, is it, does he mean this? Is this all a joke? Like you mm-hmm. still don't really know, but he meant it. Mm-hmm. He was a sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
And no yeah. one has probably ever said that to her in her entire life.
No. Right? Nope. No one.
No. And mom was just at home chopping a carrot very aggressively.
So many veggies.
That carrot.
Vibrant vegetables. They look
so sick. Many.
Probably they probably are.
And she's very, yeah, aggressive.
And it's very like erratic chopping. Just like,
yeah. yeah. No rhyme or reason here. She's just yeah. fucking unhinged.
Yes.
Mm. I made a note. I hate the girl in the hat. I hate her because of her hat and her smug ass face. Her
she's smug a ass little face. Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's mm-hmm. awful. And she laughs about everything. I'm like, stop fucking yeah. laughing. Yeah. Goddamn.
Goddamn.
And I do not understand how no one sees
oh my
like
God.
Them swap out the ballots like they did. How
and
they
she just
see
like kicks them
under the stairs.
They're in the
and the thing up above.
What's they don't the see fucking the point of chaperones if they don't if they don't chaperone these things? Like what
yeah.
the fuck?
No one notices the ropes, nothing, none of it. No.
No, but she notices Sue and fucking kicks her out. Okay.
Right. Okay. I love though the slow-mo shot of them like walking to the stage and like the anticipation that's building and the score. You know?
You know what I don't love about that?
What?
Chris's fucking mouth.
Oh, what's her mouth doing?
We get like all those close-ups of her fucking mouth, and she's like,
"Oh yes,
oh lips. Yes."
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. What are you doing? Knock it off!
Fucking knock it off!
Stop it, Mama!
Stop.
She looks so happy here too. Like she has tears in her eyes, and
yeah.
I will say it leading up to them pulling the thing
takes a hot
really
minute.
Takes a minute.
So
and I get that they're building the anticipation, but like it could have been
we're there.
Like
yeah, we get it.
Yeah, it could have been cut a little shorter because Jesus.
I understand that it didn't really bother me though. Cause there's so much happening. Like they're walking up to the stage, friggin' Sue is totally realizing what's happening, and then the two together.
It goes between all those shots,
it
like
does, yeah.
10 times, though. So it's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It kind of drug on for me.
It did get that. For me as well.
And then it goes so quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just silent.
The silence it's and the sounds like of just the liquid in the bucket. Yeah.
Oh.
The bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then poor Tommy.
I know.
Which
poor dude.
Maybe it would knock you out, but it seemed like it was like a tin bucket. Like, I don't know that it was that heavy.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so. Seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
Also, the way that and we talked about this last time, but the way that the blood spills on her,
mm-hmm.
and then later, she's like completely drenched in blood.
Yes.
Like, no. She wouldn't have that much blood on her.
No.
We should post the pictures of Mackenzie from Halloween.
Oh my God, was she Carrie? Totally should.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she went as Carrie.
And she was a perfect, Carrie.
She looked
so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. That's awesome. I want to see.
Yeah, yeah, it was really cute. Okay,
ask
we should do that.
For consent.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think she would be totally cool with it.
Okay, so director Brian De Palma, he based Carrie's posture and the walk at the end of this film, like right after the blood spilled on her, after Gustave Moreau's 1851 painting, The Study of Lady Macbeth. And it's super creepy.
It's I love Lady Macbeth.
Fucking creepy. How accurate.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Like
they're so similar.
We should post that.
It's, yeah.
It's so it's cool. Good. And she does such a good job, I feel, of portraying it. And and the shit that she does, like, with her eyes and stuff here.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Sissy Spacek, I love her.
Same.
And she has a creepy fucking face. She's beautiful. She but she has a creepy face.
She's odd. Yeah, it's very... a little bit.
Pointy.
Yeah. Yeah, very angular and just intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, like, her lack of eyelashes. Mm-hmm. But, like, makes her like face kind of intense too, you know?
Yeah.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
They're not laughing anymore.
The whole, like, cacophony of the laughter and her mom is just like overwhelming because you know that's exactly what she's hearing in her head. And
right.
Yeah.
And the kind of like kaleidoscopy camera shots.
Of everything,
because it's all just like so I feel like overwhelming for her. How do you guys feel about the split screen?
I don't
like when it shows her face and then like the other half of the screen is like red and like showing
not a huge
like what she's doing.
I said I don't really know how I feel about it because I know what they're doing. It's so we can see everything at once and then also see what's, you know, I don't know.
I don't love
not,
it, though.
Not my favorite, because I still have to look at both things.
Right. Yeah, it would have been better if they had just, like, panned back and forth, like, shown Carrie, then show, like, her, you know, fucking everybody up.
Right.
I like how someone finally goes to Tommy, though.
Yeah, I know.
Dude's been laying there for, like, 5 minutes.
For a minute. They're like, oh, yeah, that guy.
I just love how quickly it just – everything hits the fucking fan and it's just chaos.
Total chaos. You know?
And I think it's also too like she's not even necessarily meaning to do all of it. Like she looks at the doors and the doors shut. You know, like I think she definitely knows what she's doing, but it's also like her rage is so – overwhelming that it all just kind of like spills out and it's
she can't really
like
contain
out of control to an extent too.
Or she's realizing that she's doing it as she's doing it too, like oh shit, I can do this, I can do this, you know.
Love
the way Miss Collins dies.
She
gets like pinned in half with that table.
That's a brutal death.
It is.
Can you imagine the fire hose? I mean, that pain.
When Norma gets knocked down.
I'm pretty sure actually that she the pain that she experienced in the movie and that she's showing in the movie was real because the water pressure ruptured her eardrum.
Jesus.
And it took like 5 weeks or something for it to heal. She couldn't hear out of one ear for that amount of time or something.
Oh my God.
Yeah, see? Pretty crazy.
That's so fucked up in these movies.
I know. Every single one.
Yeah, like, do they – they can't have used a real fire hose because that would have been ridiculously painful. But, like, that's a lot of water still coming out of her probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It could have been a real one, though.
I'm not sure she would have a face, though, if it was an actual fire hose because the pressure from that shit is, like –
maybe it wasn't like full blast.
Maybe.
You know, because it's a big ass hose that they show. But I don't
know.
Yeah,
that's true.
It might not
be. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm sure she would have a face.
I really feel like it would just rip your skin off at like full blast.
Yuck.
Crazy. Oh, and the way that her fingers are locked in the creepy fucking position. Oh, mm-hmm. I hate that.
Yeah. Spooky. She's creepy.
I just love all of this whole scene. Mm-hmm. Except for the
kill everybody. Kill everyone. Because they deserve it. So.
Mm-hmm. Burn, bitches.
Yeah.
Got what was coming to him.
Absolutely. Yep.
I love the scene too because it's just a really good climax. Because the whole movie, it's not like this movie is like overtly scary.
No.
You know?
Right.
It's just kind of like unsettling and like upsetting. It's just like, oh my God, like this poor girl, mm-hmm. like her mom is really fucked up. This is disturbing. But then finally we get here and it's just like, there's the blood and there's everyone's fucking, they're just all burning up and dying in a gym that they're trapped in. Like it's just good. It's a good scene.
Yeah. I love the build.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good build. It's a good climax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I had.
Same.
Me too.
Harry walks home and a fire truck zooms by. Chris tracks her down and tries to hit her with her car, but Carrie looks at it and flips the car, causing it to explode. She gets home, and inside there are hundreds of lit candles, and everything is a mess. She goes upstairs, and her mother is hiding behind a door. Carrie draws a bath and washes off the blood as she cries. She puts on her nightgown and calls out for her mom, who comes out from behind the door and holds her as she cries. Mrs. White tells Carrie that she should have killed herself or Carrie before she was born. She pulls her down to pray and grabs a knife and stabs Carrie in the back. Carrie falls down the stairs and tries to run from her, but uses her powers to stab Mrs. White with several knives. She cowers in the corner as Mrs. White dies, pinned to the banister like Jesus. Carrie screams as she pulls her mom down. The house begins to crumble around them. She takes them into the praying closet and the house engulfs in flames and sinks into the ground. Sue is in bed and her mother gets a call asking how Sue is doing. She says she wouldn't let her go to the funerals. Sue goes to Carrie's home to find only rubble and leaves flowers on a cross with a for sale sign. Spray painted beneath is Carrie White Burns in Hell. Carrie's hand comes up from the rubble and grabs Sue as she screams. Sue wakes up screaming from her nightmare. The end.
So I do love when Carrie flips the car that Chris and Billy are in. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, the scene is 10 times better in the remake, in my opinion.
I only saw the remake one time, and I don't remember it very well. I don't remember
either. And I understand that it was the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the 70s. Yeah. I totally get it. But yeah. I love this scene in the remake. It's so fucking good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I said that they are trying to run her over, but Carrie will have none of that.
Mm-hmm. She will have none of that.
I said, fuck yeah, die, bitch.
The way she moves her head.
Oh, God.
Just so, like, jerky. I'm like,
yep.
Yep.
Oof.
Creepy.
And her hands are still fucking locked in the same position when she walks home and she tilts her head.
Ooh. And I love how the door to her house is just open when she walks up. And it's just like. Scary. It is an eerie tone in this scene. Yeah.
Oof. And all the fucking candles.
So many candles.
Does anyone need a candle?
Yeah, right?
Jesus. Imagine how hot it was.
I was just about to say, it would be so hot in there.
Oof.
Like one little candle puts off quite a bit of heat.
Honestly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how long it would take to light all those candles.
I always think about that in scenes where there's so many candles because someone.
Had to light them.
In the movie department had to light all those.
I wonder how much they got paid to do it.
$5.
Probably not very much.
Yeah.
Also dangerous. So, like, what a fucking fire hazard.
Yeah.
So
Charlotte noticed in the scene where she's in the library, Carrie's hair is slightly tinted pink.
Mm.
Oh. Yeah. And so we were wondering if it was shot after this. Probably blood stained her hair.
I bet you it was.
I bet it was.
They don't normally shoot in chronological order, so it probably was.
Exactly.
And because her hair is so light, it totally would
have stained it. Yeah,
that makes sense.
I know.
She is your daughter.
Yeah.
Does anybody know why they do that? Like, why movies aren't typically shot chronologically?
Makes sense to me.
I don't get it.
The only thing that I could think of.
No, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Is maybe certain locations are available, you know, like we only have this location for these 3 days. We got to get this over with. We only have this actor and this location these days. We got to get this done.
Totally. You know? That's what I was going to say too. It's like different actors have different schedules and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Resources and things, but still.
Yeah. What a headache. And just like,
yeah.
Yeah.
When Carrie goes upstairs to go to the bath and Mrs. White is standing behind the fucking door.
Oh,
that's the creepiest part of this whole movie, honestly.
Oh, agreed.
Creepy. Gives me creepy fucking jeebies. Nope.
I hate it so much.
I hate it.
No thanks. No thank you.
Yeah, ick.
Also, a bath?
I know. Ooh. Not a shower.
Oh, and then she's like rubbing her all weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. The bath reminds me of People Under the Stairs.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've only seen that once.
Oh, I'm excited to do that
one. I love that movie. So good. So fucked up in so many different ways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But when not only it reminds me of like when she's cleaning up the blood with like the mop shit, and then also when she's in the bath with the scalding water. Oh, God.
Mm.
Ick.
I said again with the bar soap to the face.
The bar soap to the face.
Stop doing that. Don't do that.
Don't be doing that.
Imagine
like there's no way you could get clean.
No.
You're just rinsing yourself in bloody water.
You're just.
When she says, "I'm sad, Mama," they all laughed at me.
So sad. Yeah.
And then she fucking stabs her. And the pleasure on her face is chilling.
Disturbing. Haunting.
Yeah.
Even as she's like chasing her, she's still smiling. And
even before that, when the mom is talking about how when she had
Carrie
sexual relations with her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And she's like, "I knew I should have killed myself before he put it in me."
Oh,
like, oh God.
Man. It does not get darker than that. Like, that's just
no. So fucked up.
And she says, "I should have given you to God when you were born."
Oh,
yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's disturbing as shit, the whole dialogue. And both of their deliveries, Mrs. White and Carrie, throughout this finale are just amazing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. The acting is superb.
Yes, absolutely.
So believable and just great.
Yeah, agreed. And the way that she gets stabbed all over the place, Mrs. White.
Like Saint Sebastian.
Not like Jesus.
Not like Jesus.
And Jesus, that was my title.
I guess he just had a spear through the side,
Definitely the hands, though.
Mm-hmm. The hands. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stigmata, kind of.
Yeah.
We have to do that movie.
Oh, we will.
It is a good one.
It's so good.
So she's been through so much, I mean, in her life in general, but in the last, like, hour, right? Then she kills her mom. And then she still decides to fucking stay with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Pulls her down with and takes her into the praying closet. Oh, it's just so heartbreaking.
And then everything just catches on fire.
It just shows all
those fucking candles.
The candles.
Yeah.
It just shows, though, the hold that abused or, you know, victims have.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Know?
Yep.
For sure.
Yep. And she just kind of succumbs to her end. It's a very sad tale.
Mm-hmm. It is. But, you know, I don't know that it could have ended any other way.
No.
For her.
No, it's a Yeah.
You know.
I will say I kind of wish it just ended here altogether.
Right.
Mm. So there is a different ending. Not a different ending. The book ends different than the movie, but Stephen King says he likes the ending of the movie a lot better, but I do agree with you that I kind of wish it would have ended here.
Mm-hmm.
The ending is giving
Nightmare like sequel vibes.
That as well, but Nightmare on Elm Street.
Both For sure those, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Because in the book, it ends with you wondering who will be the next Carrie because a woman wrote a letter saying that now her niece has developed telekinesis. Not into that.
No, that's kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense for the sequel that they did or whatever.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah. I don't like that.
It sounds like Stephen King likes a lot of the movie adaptations better than his own books.
I like that. Because
at least he can
understand, like, oh, cool, that's a different creative way that they took that.
Yeah,
100%. Because endings are hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Endings are the hardest part.
But I don't like this ending.
That's what she said.
I don't. Yeah.
I think this would have been the perfect ending, just right here, her dying. Yeah. That's it. We don't need to see Sue again.
And like, we don't need fucking sequels, man.
And like, oh, poor Sue is so traumatized.
Can we talk about this whole like dream sequence? That for sale sign is fucking huge. It's like,
oh my God, yes.
Twice her size.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have any shoes on.
No.
She doesn't have any shoes on.
You gotta wear your fucking shoes, guys.
Also, I think it's someone in the hospital says she's young enough, she'll forget. She's like 17 years old.
Oh, yeah, on the phone.
That's her mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she's not. She's 17. She'll remember. She's not two. Yeah.
And that was really traumatic. She's going to remember that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I just don't understand why we're making it about Sue.
Right. Neither. Like, she's not the hero. I mean, she's not like a villain, but it just.
It's not about her.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
There isn't a hero.
Mm-hmm.
This movie is not happy. It doesn't have a happy ending.
No.
No. It's bleak. As fuck.
Yeah.
Honestly, they if they needed to, they could have ended with like the shot of the site where the house was with the for sale and the Carrie White Burns in Hell spray painted.
Sure.
And that be it.
Sure. So that would have been fine too.
Mm-hmm.
Just to show like they're still tormenting this poor girl even after she's fucking died.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just horrible.
I just like money, sure. I just don't understand, though, why everything they need to make a sequel out of everything.
Yeah.
Just
leave it be.
Because people run out of ideas.
That's true.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, how they set this up for a sequel. How they set up, you know what I mean? Like, they set up movies for a sequel.
Yeah, because money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're never good. They're so rarely good.
Rare. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The only exception is Aliens. I don't know if that's the only exception, but it's one of the exceptions.
Aliens, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, same. Cool. Well, then, hell yeah, that's the film, you guys.
The film?
Not even the movie. It's the film. It is the film. Quite an iconic one at that.
Indeed.
So I guess let's just do this thing, huh?
Yeah.
What would you guys give this on Zegor Gage?
I don't remember what we decided on the first time.
I'll tell you. I put it in our table.
Because we
never edited it, so I'm not sure.
On my notebook, I wrote two.
Two sounds about right.
There's really not a ton
of gore. There's just blood. It's more so just blood.
Yeah,
and really
the reuse of the blood.
Right.
I'm just saying the blood of pigs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I guess. It's bloody. It's a bloody film, but not really until the end.
And not very much.
And it's really only on her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
just,
it.
And it's just blood. It's not.
There's no bodily.
Right, bodily.
Anything. We're not seeing anything cut off.
Miss Collins is like cut in half, kind of, but.
No blood.
Even then, she's just like smushed.
You don't see her intestines or anything.
Yeah.
And Miss White, like, she gets stabbed a bunch of times, but there's still no blood.
It's not gory. Yeah, yeah, I guess a two is all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Word.
Cool. Word, bird.
Dos. Right,
and yeah, does this movie scare you guys?
No.
I mean, it doesn't scare me, but it's just really sad.
It upsets me.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
Yeah. Not scary, though.
And it's, I mean, there's like eerie parts, you know, like Carrie's creepy for sure.
Yeah.
In some instances, but no, it's not scary.
Yeah, I agree. Cool. Well, then let's get into our fun facts. Grace.
Yeah.
History time.
Just you can cut this out, but sorry if I talk a lot because I didn't add really anything into what we talked about. So sorry.
Yeah, me either.
Okay. Okay, so this movie was made in 1976, directed by, like you said, Brian De Palma, and screenplay by Lawrence Cohen. Did you guys know that this was a Stephen King book?
Oh, hey, I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy? I found that out. So Brian has done movies like Scarface, Mission Impossible, Black Dahlia, and lots of others.
Word.
Cool.
Lawrence has done the Carrie musical in 1988.
Oh.
I forgot about that. That sounds a bad idea.
Terrible idea. It was not successful.
No shit.
And he played, or he had part in the Nightmares and Dreamscapes, Stories of Stephen King.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Oh, that sounds interesting.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a collection of short stories. So did they turn it into like a TV movie or like a mini series?
I would say mini series. Cool. Mm-hmm. So this, Carrie, was Stephen King's first published novel. Okay. He had three other novels before this. Rage, The Long Walk, and Blaze. Not published. Mm-hmm. This book, oh man, that's a bummer. When I was first doing this research, this book was released on April 5th, 1974, but I was doing research for this movie on April 5th. The exact same day. Oh, similar to Bram Stoker's Dracula. This is an epistolary novel, so clippings from newspapers and journal entries.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Carrie originally began as a short story for a Cavalier magazine, which is similar to Playboy.
Mm.
But he wasn't happy with it. And then a woman told him that he cannot write women. That's what someone said to him. And in an article for Twilight Zone magazine in 1981, he said that he got an idea of an incident that would take place in a women's locker room and that one of the girls would be telekinetic and the other girls would be pelting her with sanitary napkins when she got her period. I don't know why he decided to do this, but this is what happened. The period would release the right hormones and she would rain down destruction on them. He didn't like how the shower scene turned out and he threw the whole thing away. His wife found it in the trash and told him to keep going. So,
you know, now that you say it that way, it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's just an angry woman on her period.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I didn't think about that either.
I took it more as that, when you read that, I took it more as though now that she's, like, got her period, she's becoming
like a woman.
She's more so finding, like, her inner power.
Mm,
that's how I took it.
And I prefer that way. But I wonder if some people
took it the other way.
Or like, I wonder if it could be interpreted that way.
Because I mean,
so many people say that.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it's more what you're saying, Lorelai, based on this next paragraph, because I forgot what my notes were.
I was going to say, I bet you that was his intention, but.
Yeah. He seems more like
A nice guy.
In another interview, he said the Stepford Wives concerns itself with what men want from women. Carrie is about how women find their own channels of power and what men fear about women and their sexuality.
Yes.
There's our answer. Yes.
I like that much better.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be afraid. Stupid man.
Be very afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The character of Carrie is based off of two girls Stephen King went to high school with, one whose mom was obsessed with winning game shows and contests, and the other girl who only ever had one outfit per school year.
That's really sad.
Mm-hmm. Stephen King had gotten the idea after watching The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby that he wanted to add a fun element and not just about a girl who got her period.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some differences between the book and the movie. There's quite a lot. I'm just going to say a couple. So in the book, the story is told through Sue's account, like from her point of view.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But the filmmakers thought that it would be too hard to film. Mm-hmm. I agree. In the book, it goes more into Carrie's character, obviously, because it's a book. They have more time to do that, and it's Stephen King, and he likes to talk. Mm-hmm. In the book, Carrie is overweight and has acne.
Okay.
I don't know why he needed to add that. But again, it's a book. They got to, you know, fucking do that shit. During the prom scene in the book, she burns the whole town down. And the whole state, it's everything is in a state of emergency.
Oh, I like that.
And also in the book, she dies in the parking lot, which would make sense to what I was saying earlier, that then, you know, the telekinetic powers are passed on to somebody else, whatever. There's no burning of the house and all that stuff, but they got to kill the mom, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But in, or I guess the mom does die in the book because Carrie uses her telekinetic powers to stop her heart.
Oh, okay.
Mom is described as having white, is described as large, ugly, and with white hair and glasses.
Wow.
All right.
I like large and ugly. Sometimes I feel large and ugly, you know? You just feel that way. Roger Ebert gave this a 3.5 out of 4 stars. He said it's an absolute spellbounding horror movie with shock at the end. And the best thing along the lines since a shark leapt on board. And we just did Jaws.
Oh, we just
looky
did
there.
Jaws.
Oh, look at that.
Looky well, there.
We all come full circle, don't we? It's really the fate.
It is. Jesus did that for us.
Jesus. Bless the Lord.
He said that he likes that it's a true horror story, not manufactured, one made up of spare parts from an old Vincent Price classic. Mm-hmm. And the scariest horror stories, like ones of Edgar Allan Poe, are like this. They develop their horrors out of people they observe.
I like that.
I like that too.
Absolutely.
I
like
that as well. That's all I got, guys.
That, Ebert.
Cool.
Well, thank you for all that.
Yeah.
Learned so much. All righty. Elaine.
Hello.
Behind the scenes.
That is me. Okay, so the budget for this film was $1.8 million. It made $25.87 million in domestic box offices and has grossed $33.8 million.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. I did find that Stephen King was paid $2,500 for the film rights, and I imagine that's because he was a brand new name.
Oh, 100. Yeah, this is his first published
obviously,
book.
Obviously. So,
and like we were talking about with Jaws, I mean, they bought that book before it blew up. So I think
they do that on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's earned any royalties since.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure because, especially with the remake and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And because he was so new and no one really knew who he was or cared about him, they did misspell his name in the trailer for this movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
With a V instead of a PH?
With a V. Mm-hmm.
Dumbasses. Yep.
Carrie Fisher, Glenn Close, and Linda Blair auditioned for the role of Carrie. Brian De Palma was set on casting Avi Irving. I'm sorry. Amy Irving.
Oh, my God.
I was like, Avi, that's different.
Oh, Amy Irving. Stephen King has made $3 million.
Since?
From
royalties?
And yes, from, yes.
Oh, wow, that's actually not that much. That's no, not better. As much as I, yeah, it's better than.
$2,500.
It's worth $600 million, according to Google.
God damn.
I believe that.
Okay. He's okay. He's doing okay.
Brian De Palma was set I'm not even gonna say that because I want to keep my blooper in actually who I believe that Amy Irving is Sue I'm pretty sure but production designer Jack Fish suggested his wife Sissy Spacek and she was given the role quickly. When she auditioned for the role, she wore a childhood dress. She smeared Vaseline into her hair and did not brush her teeth prior to her audition.
Ew.
And the makeup staff tried to fix her because she didn't realize that it was intentional.
Oh. Okay.
They were like, you're looking nasty.
Girl, you're looking kind of ick.
You're like, yeah, it's on purpose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So then when she was given the role of Carrie, Amy Irving was given the role of Sue. And also, George Lucas and Brian De Palma held a joint audition to find actors for both Star Wars and Carrie. So this is where Carrie Fisher was cast as Princess Leia.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's and amazing. I love that.
God rest her soul.
R.I.P.
This was John Travolta's first big screen debut. Unfortunately.
I didn't realize this was his first movie.
He, I think, had done other stuff, but this was like the first big one.
Gotcha. Okay.
To prepare for her role, Sissy Spacek isolated herself from cast members while on set. Her trailer was filled with religious paraphernalia, and she was nominated for Best Actress at the 1977 Academy Awards.
Oh, wow. Oh,
good for her.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel like this doesn't happen in horror movies.
Not very often.
Never. No. Not as often as it should. Toni Collette. Anyway, Piper Laurie, who played Margaret White, also received an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actress the same year, and she hadn't acted in a film since 1961.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. And she genuinely believed that her character was so over the top and ridiculous that this movie had to have been a dark comedy.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And so Brian De Palma had to consistently remind her that they were making a horror movie, but she would still often erupt in laughter because of how ridiculous her character was.
Can't blame
her. I feel like, yeah, it would be really hard.
Yes. And so earlier I said that Norma, when she gets hit with the fire hose, couldn't hear for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's actually 6 months she couldn't hear out of one ear.
Shit.
Because of her ruptured eardrum.
Oh my God.
Good Lord. Poor thing.
Yes.
What the fuck are they doing in these movies?
I know. What are they doing? There is a deleted scene in which Carrie is shown as a young girl being abused by her mother after she was caught talking to a girl in a bikini.
Oh,
jeez.
I'm glad they cut that.
Yeah.
This triggers the first manifestation of her powers, and a meteor shower falls from the sky and lands on her house.
Oh, that I don't like
so
that.
So weird.
Yeah. And this is about the sequel. It's called The Rage. Carrie 2 is a sequel about Carrie's half-sister who had the same powers. The humiliation this time comes from a pre-recorded sex tape. Sue Snell has become the high school's gym teacher in this film.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
The end.
Cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
A lot of fun facts. Good stuff.
Sorry.
Kayla, soundtrack score and ratings.
Hello. All right. This is composed by Pino Donaggio. Quite a name. He has composed The Howling, Seed of Chucky, and Dressed to Kill.
I love Seed of Chucky.
Right. He did score two original pop songs for the early portion of the prom sequence, Born to Have It All and I Never Dreamed Someone Like You Could Love Someone Like Me. Lyrics were written by Merritt Malloy. And that's really all I have on the score.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's cool. Adrenaline punching.
I learned so much.
I know.
Oh my God, what movie is that where he says that?
Bridesmaids.
What? Says what?
Yes.
Adrenaline pinching.
Adrenaline pinching.
Oh.
Yep. I love that you said that though. I love that line. It's good. Yeah.
Our ratings, we have 93% for Rotten Tomatoes, one of our highest. I think, was it Us that had 98% or was that
Jaws? I feel like that was Jaws.
I think that was Jaws.
Okay. Yeah, Jaws. What we did recently was our highest, I think. 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb, 85% on Metacritic. And 4.4 out of 5 for an audience rating. And this was back before we decided how many out of 168 ratings. So not very many.
Interesting.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, I agree with that rating. It's a great movie. So
yeah.
Me too.
Good rating. Yeah. Across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. That's short and sweet this week.
Love right that.
On. Lorelai.
Lorelai.
Hello. Okie dokie. So, special effects were done by Ken Pepiot or Pepio, however you want to say it.
Pepio.
I like Pepio as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and Jack Fish, who is SpaceX's husband. Pepio worked on Red Dragon, The Addams Family Values, and The Burbs. All great. Same. So good. Yeah, and of course, the iconic blood is made with the iconic formula, Karo syrup and food coloring. Lack of photo flow, though, because this is not Tom Savini.
Did they use photo flow?
Nope, sure didn't. That's a Savini original. The White House was filmed in Santa Paula, California. That's the white, like the, I'm not saying like the like the color White House. I'm saying like that, the name.
The family, you know? White.
Correct. To give the house a gothic theme, the director and producers visited religious souvenir shops to find artifacts to decorate the set location. And although like the house that they used was a real home, a smaller replica of the building and its neighbor had to be reconstructed in a studio for the burning down at the end, which obviously. The final scene in which Sue reaches towards Carrie's grave was shot backwards to give it that dreamlike quality.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, sure. And Spacek did insist on using her own hand. So she was positioned underneath the rocks.
Oh.
She was very excited about it. The dizzying camera shot that we all love during the prom scene.
Oh, God, yeah.
They did this by placing William Catt, who was Tommy, and Sissy Spacek on a platform that was spinning in one direction whilst simultaneously spinning the camera in the opposite direction on a dolly.
Well, they got the desired effect.
I was going to say, did they?
They did. They had to have.
Yeah.
I would have vomited.
Yeah, I hate
it. I would have thrown up. Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks. And the split screen effect that we don't really like during the prom scene actually really disappointed Brian De Palma, and he did re-edit most of the scenes into full frame shots.
Oh, like what he could.
Yeah, because I guess it was originally supposed to be mostly the split screen shots.
I'm so glad that it wasn't totally. I feel like that might have sunk the film, to be honest. Yeah.
Yes, I totally agree. And last but not least, Piper Laurie said that the wounds her character, Margaret White, inflicts on herself toward the end of the film were not created by makeup.
Oh.
What?
Did she injure herself?
Because she cuts her hand and starts smacking herself and shit.
Oh. So apparently all of that is real to an extent.
That's wild.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
We can add this to my list of things that stick with me in horror movies. In the remake, how Julianne Moore injures herself in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
In her leg with like the sewing needles and shit.
Yeah.
God. I can't. Yeah. I can't. Yucky.
But yeah, that's all I have for mine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah, of course. That's all our stuff. Kayla, would you like to wrap us up?
All right. So that's it for my birthday episode.
Happy birthday.
Happy cancer season.
Yes. Feel all the feels.
Feel the feels. Cry about it.
We will.
Bake a cake as well.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming for the month. Our shark month.
Don't go in the water. Yeah.
For our second Don't Go in the Water episode, which is Deep Blue Sea, it's Grace's pick.
Woohoo!
And if you don't already know, we have a Patreon. There's a link in our link tree on our Instagram if the website link isn't working. We're on all social media platforms. We're the one and only Gore Girls. And as always, wear your sunscreen, drink your water, wear your shoes, lock your doors, and don't be a religious, abusive fanatic freak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Appropriately educate your children on their body and their changing bodies.
Don't bully people.
Yeah.
Don't bully people.
Just be a nice person.
Don't pray to a weird, just be a good person. Googly-eyed Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't make your hair frizzy.
Don't wear red
hats. Get some mousse.
Take the damn hat off.
Don't have those bangs.
Yeah.
No. Don't and then that. Wear a hat. And yeah. Bangs and hat. People. Bangs and hats don't.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.